for our children's moment with Pastor Larry again. And the magic box. Who's got the box today?
This is something that we do, and hopefully there is no box and I will not be stumped. But this is something that we do each week, and someone has a box with something in it that's a big surprise. And I know she's on her way, because I saw the box earlier with a big smile on her face. So, in the meantime, what do you want to talk about? What? What are you going to do next week? Your mom hopes you're going to school. Hmm? Well, mom is on the jog there to get your comrades. No. I hope it's, oh, well, at least here comes the box.
You've seen Karen move so fast. God bless you.
Where's... All right, well, let's see what's in the season's greeting box. A bag. And more bags. Those are plastic bags. Well, I know, but don't argue with me. That's a plastic bag. Let's see what else is in here. You made this. This is a baby. Do you know who created babies? God. I bet you all were cuter than that. Did you ever believe that... Okay, enough with the baby. Did you ever believe that when God created us, He created us about that size and smaller? You ever think about that? You didn't? Well, there wasn't much to us when God first created us. We're different than man, when he created Adam and Eve, because the Bible says that He formed Adam out of the dust of the earth. What a thought. And then it said He breathed life in. In other words, what would we do if we couldn't breathe? Die. We would die. And so God has given man and woman in a marriage relationship. Hey, put it back in the box. You're making a mess. I was afraid that might happen. I guess we could talk about a mess that Adam and Eve made of the world. But what God did when He created man is something far beyond what we might have ever thought mankind would come to. But you all have an opportunity to be leaders from that little baby to young men and young women who can do amazing things. Well, amazing thing, it's not an amazing thing to make a mess. That's really easy to do. But be leaders. Be people of integrity. You know what integrity is? Be people of honor. You know what honor is? Be people that are trustworthy. Obedient. Ooh, that's a big one. But that's part of what it's all about. From that baby to adults, God has done an amazing thing with us. And He's going to continue to do amazing things for us as long as we are obedient, as He said to the Israelite children, "And I'll not give you the sicknesses and the diseases that I did the Egyptian people." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are who you are and that you made us unique. We're thankful, Father, that as we grow up, we take every opportunity to grab a hold of everything that you put in front of us. To be strong, to be wise, to be obedient. But most of all, to become a follower of you. So Father, for Connor, for Katie, and for Nicole, we just pray, Father, abundant blessings fall on them and their lives as they grow and live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.